This is the third shiur on Mazik, Halachas of Nezikin. When you damage something, you have to pay the shavius of what it sells in the street, what you would sell it in the street, or what it's to the owners. With the shavius, what's worth to the owners, that's what you have to pay. That would be part of today's shiur. The Mishnah says in Bava Kamma that if you dial on days, shum kesef. So the Gemara asks, my shum kesef? What does it mean shum kesef? So the Gemara answers, Om Rabbi Yehuda, shum zeh lo yehayel bekesef. So Rashi speaks out, shum shon izakim sheyu bez nishamim, the shatsing up, figure out the amount the bezin is shatzes up. Kama shava nezik mana misayim. The bezin shatzes up. Figures out the amount of damage was worth 100, 200. The kaki shamlay. So Gemara says tanina lahada tana rabbanan. Parash ezik etalis. Let's say an ox damaged a beggar, or the other way around. Shetal ezik par. That talus is laying in the street and was mazik apar. Rashi speaks out, shedasa la'bechatz hanizik. That the case of par shezik talus is that the ox went into a field and he stepped on a beggar. Bechatz hanizik. All the other way around, shetal shezik apar b'shesaram. What's the case? Kigayin sheniskala the heim of a talus nishba regab apar. That there was a talus laying in the street, a beggar laying in the street, and an ox walked by and heard it that broke a leg because of this talus. So, ain't aymen. So, Gemara says, ain't aymen, take that part of the talus of Paul, shamim, aitzib, adamim. He shots up the amount of the hezek, what the beggar is worth, and that's what he pays. It's like Rashi speaks out, shamim hanizakin, bekesev, ofim hashehezek, chaver, yishalim. The amount of the damage that he pays. Says Mashvating Mar, did you figure out the value of the chayfetz? If what was the price you pay for it before it damaged? What was the value before someone damaged this item? And what was worth after it was mazikid? And the difference, that's what you pay. If it's possible to fix the object that he broke, and let's say he destroyed it completely. Now it's not worth anything now. You figure the value of it before you're damaged, and now it's not worth anything. So that's what you pay. Just the only problem is, today, there's a big problem today. Because we know our P-Rife, any chayfetz, it's already used already, a used item, much let's say a shirt. A brand new shirt, you can pay $50 for a shirt. But a used shirt, how much yourself for five in the resale shop? We sell $5, $6. For the owner, it's worth a lot more. But if you want to sell it in the shuk, you want to sell it, the value is a lot less. It loses very much. A substantial amount is lost. Clear bias. Any item, let's say a pot, pick, a new one costs, say, $50. A used one, you may pay $5 the most. So, how do you figure out? It comes out that it's a big loss. So, if the mazik has to pay, he has to pay prutas comparably of what is mazik. Even though that this item could be worth for me $25 or $40 to me, I pay $50. No, now I'm using it now for years. The pot is a good pot. No stains on it. It's a good pot. That means it's worth $40. Doesn't make a difference. Vice versa, you figure what the value of the shuk is. I'll give you a certain mishalim to understand this case a little bit better. To understand the shayla, how chomer the shayla is. Brand new eyeglasses. Let's say, for instance, you walk into a store that makes glasses, and they have a bunch of glasses already custom made for customers. And someone comes, and there's four or five eyeglasses there, and someone breaks the glasses. So the question is, how much is it? It's brand new, but how much is it worth to anyone in the street? Each. One second. The eye, let's say for instance the lenses. The lenses is usually a prescription. So it says this amount for right eye, this amount for left eye. Try to sell it to somebody else, no one's going to buy it. They're not going to even put it on. They're not going to try it on because it's a different, each is a different prescription. It's a different prescription. So what is it worth? The right eye is this way, the left eye is like this. And also not even the eyeglasses itself. It's according to how big the person is. Sometimes you have a frame that's wide, sometimes it depends on the person's face. And then the structure of his face. So the mela is telling each person. So how much is it worth for someone else? And if the eyeglasses is used already, and already wore it for, let's say, for a year or two, even for 2 weeks, doesn't make a difference. Even if they use it a short time, how much is it worth? It's not worth anything to anyone else. So chayv, I break someone's glasses, I shouldn't be chayv at all. That's the eyeglasses. Another case, clothing, a shirt, or a pair of pants. The damasik tort. How the shaykh to figure out what the value is. Rodney Adam wouldn't even buy. Who buys used pants today? Nobody. Poor people buy them. Resale shop for pennies and so on. For $1, $2, for $50 pairs of pants. What's it worth? It's worth very little. And if a person buys it, pays either gets it for free or not, or gets a small amount. So what do you pay? You pay what's worth to the owner of the beggar, or you pay what's nimka b'shuk. Another case, antiques. So antiques, we know, you can have a piece of silver, brand new piece of silver, brand new silver, it's shining and so on. You want to buy it for $100. But antiques, sometimes it's silver, and it's even tarnished, and whatever it is, it's not the same. But people pay for antiques, they pay someone $100, they pay $1,000 for it. So someone damaged an antique. There's more Shabbos than stomach, Kaylee. If people definitely want to buy antiques, there's a whole there's shops out there, there are antique shops. Some people like to buy only antiques. So someone's mazik it. They pay the amount because you like antiques, but the place is silver. So there's no difference in the $100 I would pay in the store forever. Why do I have to pay for the price of antique? So again, how do you shots up the value? Another case. Someone yashin from his father, his grandfather, a special case. This is sentimental values. My grandfather gave it to me for my bar mitzvah, or for my birth, whatever it is. And you imagine that case. So they have a case, $100. But this is for my grandfather. I wouldn't even sell it for $1,000. I wouldn't sell it for $1,000. Daddy shuts up. How much does the mazik have to pay? Or let's say you have a family picture, family heirloom. You have something, a picture you have on the wall. It's a beautiful picture from an Elta Zeda and so on. It's by you, it's sentimental values. And if someone comes and damages it, so how do you figure out the shabbos of it? For me, I would sell for $10,000. The other guy wouldn't even pay $10 for it. Again, his grandfather, what's it got to do with me? So what's the shabbos? Okay, another good case, Chavetz Chaim's case, or some Rebbe's case. There are people that have Rebbe's cases. They got it from some Hiram, or the grandfather was a Rebbe, or something like that. Use it for kiddush on a regular time, on a regular basis. Now someone damages. So how do you figure out the value of such a thing? Another case. Someone has a tudor smicha from a gadol. He has a smicha from some gadol, and askama to a sefer, which is not printed yet. Or someone has chiddushi Torah. They spent months and years writing up, and someone damages it. What do you do by a zekim like that? So the kids of the shayla is, in all these cases, if the mazik has to pay what's worth for the bailam, since the chiv tashlumen, it's the mazik, the nizik, what he's missing, so pashis he has to pay more than it's worth in the shuk. Or maybe, no, you only have to pay what's worth in the shuk. So maybe, since it doesn't have much Shabbos in the shuk, or sometimes it doesn't have Shabbos in it, you don't have to pay at all. What would you say in such a case? It's an important shayla, and the shayla is very negeya l'maisa. So, like all someone say, machlokes, okay. Okay. There's a nesivus There's an Nesivus and Chashim Mishpat, Simon Kuf Mem Chesif Katnalov. Nesivus writes like this. Now quote his Lashon. Ubadava Shaina Shava Laatma Baatzma Lamachai, something that's not worth to sell. Likha Damim Badai, Raksha Shava Lishahu. You can't, it won't never sell in the street. No one will buy it. But it's worth to the person himself. Eina Mazik Chai Mishalem. Mazik doesn't have to pay. So it comes out according to the Sivis that everything's totally if it's sellable or not, if the item is sellable or not. And if you can't sell it, you're putta. You might be able to say like Sigzal, like we mentioned, after Echa Kamaicha, but you can't charge your money. Can't charge your money. So maybe the case we mentioned, Moshe is Mazik, the eyeglasses, no matter if it's new or old, or the Gadim, since it can't sell in the street, or sell a small amount, that's what you're chayav to. I'll pay nothing. And Shach the Mazik does not pay at all. It's not worth anything. If something you can't sell in the street, it's not a sellable item, even if it's used, you don't have to pay at all. And if he could sell it, if he could sell it, it's only dumb amount and small amounts of money. So all to so coin to Nesivus, it's all taller, it's Nimke, Bishuk, and that. That's what Nesivus holds.
Well, why should there be that way?
I'm telling you what Nesivus says.
The man has something, to him it's a value. Have no business to destroy it.
We're talking Acha Maisa. He had no business to destroy it. You're right. And I say if you destroy it, you might be already suing the Isis. Like we mentioned in Pishurim, but still paying money. We're talking about paying money over here. So that's what Nesivus holds. What are you talking about? That's what the shiur is about. We just started. Give me a chance. The Stipler in Keres Yankov and Baba Kama Simlam Tes, he asked on Yisrael Nesivus. If someone's chayva b'chaveri, someone is chayva and his friend, you have to pay the mezik, even though the yad is his own hand. Someone's chayva b'chaveri, the hand belongs to him. It's not to say, not trying to sell his hand. You mechuyav to pay. And by the mevaladis, if someone damages someone, it hits a woman, and the babies die. Yes, it's not the mechuyav. It's nothing the mechuyav here. There's nothing to sell a child and so on. So you chayav to pay. Let me finish. Someone's chayav on Eved Ivri. Someone is chayav on Eved Ivri of Eved Ivri belongs to somebody else. So you pay Shevis, you only pay Shevis, the rabbi. That's all you pay. Everything is not the Bechira. It belongs to this person. He's not up for sale. So you see cases that Mechuyav to pay when you're Mazik, even though it's not something that's Shabbos in the Shukta. You don't have to sell it. That's one kasha. I mean, it's a few kashas, but the same line. Mecha Shleimah. Shleimah Zalman in the Sefer, Mecha Shleimah, Chedek Beis, Simen Kuf Lamed Hei. Like I mentioned before, there are two prints of Shlomo Zalman. There's the red edition and the black edition. So in the black edition is Simen Kuf Lamed Hei. So he says over there, he has Akasha Nesivus. According to him, let's say he wrote a get. Someone, a person is getting divorced, so he had right up the get. After it gets written, someone comes and tears up the get. This get is not worth at all. You can't use this get for somebody else. It's written Lishmar for this person. You wrote for Shimon, you can't use it for Shimon. That's different names. It wasn't Lishmar before he gave over. Before he gave over the get. Why get was written? Because if it's given away, it's not worth anything. I mean, it's not worth it for them. I don't know if you know. When a person gets divorced, you never give the get to the person who's getting divorced. You give him a paper. That's just the get itself, the person keeps. So only give him a patum, a document saying he got divorced. Because the get doesn't show prove you're divorced. It could be it was written and no one get, it wasn't given over. So it's only a document afterwards. But anyway, so the get's written and it was torn after it was written. Or let's say shtar. Someone has a contract, see someone else a shtar mechira of something. So it's only good for me and him, the person I'm selling it to. So it's between me and Reuven Shimon. And Levi can't use it, Yehuda can't use it, no one else can use it. So you won't have to pay. If you tear, you shouldn't have to pay. Why? Because it's not shove a kum to anyone else. It's not worth anything. And from Zalman says further, if let's say you take a get if it's written, you tore it up. Now you have to pay the schar the cipher. The Sefer, you have to finally get it. There are Rabbanim there who are wasting their time. You also have to pay the Schar the Sefer. Because he wrote again, now he tore it up. Then there's a Chazanish. The Chazanish vice is torn out like the Nesivis. The Chazanish we mentioned in two shurim ago. Chazanish in Baba Kama, Sim and Vav, Sif Kut and Gimel, is Mashma. He doesn't hold like that. Because the Chazanish says, when someone's Mazik something in a house, let's say he broke a window. He spoke about Chazanish, he broke a window. The house is the same price no matter when it broke or not a broken window. So the Chazanish, you have to pay. The Chazanish, according to the Sivis, there was no hezek. You could sell the house with the broken window, the same price. So you see, called a Chazanish didn't hold of the Sivis Shita. Okay, so anyway, so these are the strong kashes that I saw asked. I couldn't find anyone that held like the Sivis, held high and low. In fact, when they came out with these new Nesivises, they bring down all the ones that talk about Nesivis. So in one place they mentioned a Beis Yitzchak that said that holds like Nesivis. It mentioned where it is, I couldn't find it there. In that place, the Ma'amakum, the guy wasn't there. So Mela, it's a Das Yachid. So Mela, Nesivis is Das Yachid, and all the Paiskim are on him. And Emerson, there's a Mephorish, a Shach, not like the Nesivis. The Shach says a Chashim Mishmet, and Simon Shim Peivav, then it's Sifkot Na'alf. Now, if you ever look at Shim Peivav, that's one of the longest Shachs in Gantz Chashim Mishmet. It's pages. So if you want to look it up, it's page Samach Aleph on the base. So he writes like this is Russian. What's the difference in that word? You can't sell to anybody else. But you are guarding this person a hezek. What's the difference? Who says care they was? He had a loss. No one else will buy it. Who do I care? That's the Shach says. Could not receive it. But here's on the Shach says, however, he brings on Taitsis. And he argues with him. He says, Taisa says, you have to pay what's roi l'chol oilam. So Zokti, we saw Yanka Fisher in the Sefer, Eben Yisrael, Chel Chesim Kuvdalad. He says also, Emes, that Taisa is also Maida, you have to pay. Taisa is only talking by Dini Negami, then you look what's roi l'chol oilam. You have to look at the Shabbos l'chol oilam. Like Sar Shtar Shechaveri. But if you're Mazik, if Mamish Mazik someone, even Taisa told you, Vada Chayek, to give him another Chayfetz. He had a Chayfetz. He had a pot. You have to pay glasses. You have to model his concern us. We don't care what everyone else pays for it. You have to model his concern. Since you're a master someone else, it's not Torah B'chlav, what's the Shabbos to be sold in the street. The same thing, let me, what? That's it's on the agenda. How do you figure out a price? The four sheets is how you figure out. Okay? All right? Three or four. We'll get there. Okay. Appreciate this. How you figure out? Okay. Sending things out to Erech Shai. Erech Shai, Chashem Mishpat, Nesim Mishim Peivav. Erech Shai says that if you're Mazik, you're Mazik him. You have to pay to buy something to replace that. Because you're Mazik him. It's not Torah with anyone else to serve it. That's Erech Shai says also like that. Also, sending things out. If Shlomo Zalman, Chishleim, Chelbei, Simi Kuflam, and Hey, he says, "Bar the Davar, Mamish, Mama, you have to pay him. You feel about what he spent for it to buy another chayvet to replace it, and it's not told at all how much you can sell to somebody else." The Torah says he dashes a pasuk of Shlomo Zalman, "Make behemei shalmena." What's he shalmena? Shalman comes to the Lord mashlim. You have to mashlim what he's missing. So Mela, he has to maybe damage a behemah. You have to give him another behemah. So and doesn't help enough if you pay him to share what's mekubal. He will sell to someone else. Because you don't figure out at all the Shabbos to someone else. That's what Shimon writes. And that's the consensus of the Gdela Paiskim, our generation. I looked around, they all seem to say the same thing. So Mela comes out. If I bake a new pair of glasses, or a used pair of glasses, or I've got them, or a shirt, a pants, and so on, it's not totally what's nitka b'shuk, which is only worth either nothing or pennies. It's totally how much the music would pay for it. And it's totally how long he wore it. And also, the same thing also, at these things that people have, antiques. Same thing, antiques. It has a Shabbos to it. There's a market for it. So yeah, what people normally pay for such a thing, people who in that business are buying antiques, what they would pay for it. So in Melas, you have to pay what a person paid for it, and it has a Shabbos to it. However, let me finish. However, a chevetz that you have for sentimental reasons, like a picture that you have Birusha, or a kais, you have a Chavetz Chaim kais, or you have a kais from a great grandfather, someone gave it to for a bris, a chashev gave it for a bris, gave it for bar mitzvah, whatever it is, or for a chasana, or anything else that's a family heirloom, the mazik is not mechuyev to pay, even if it causes him agvus nefesh and tzar. I know I don't have any more Chavetz Chaim kais, you know what I mean? Doesn't make a difference. What the value in the street, what the value of a regular kais, that's what mechuyev to pay. Something sentimental value, there's no, it's not sitting as a kasti. In fact, I saw in the Divrei Goyim, Divrei Goyim is in Klal Nanal Sifchav Gimel. He puts it in a more different context. He says that it's not Shavah Kesef. Some you have a Hailam, a Chav Chaim Kais Nailam. It's Hanor Be'alma that you have from it. You just have enough from it. I'm using Chav Chaim Kais. I'm using my grandfather's Kais. One second. So Mela, in such a case, it's only a Hanor Be'alma. So Mela, Even in the mishpach itself, there's fight about it, who gets it, and they'll even pay for it. Still, it's not the derech haseichem to sell. And then you part from paying the amount of that it was mazik. Yeah. Maybe Chavetz Chaim is not a good example. Okay, good. You'll get money, probably. All right, okay, so it's another good example. Chavetz Chaim Kais or Zaydi's Kais. Something wrong for Rosh Mishpacha. Yeah. It could be a Rebbe Shekais also. You might get from a certain Rebbe that you'll get a lot of money for it. Yeah. Oh, it's a market. But something that's personal, a family thing, is not a market for. Yeah. Let me. Huh?
I buy $1,000 yeah. Donate it to the Chesed Fund.
Get a seat for $1,000.
Okay, now let's say somebody drops that off, and I, in the parking lot, and I by accident I hit it and I break it to smithereens.
Yeah.
You would not. No one would go out and buy that same refrigerator. The Chesed Fund's not going to go out and buy that refrigerator. They got it for free. So how much am I going to pay now?
$1,000 refrigerator. The damage is $1,000 refrigerator. That doesn't make a difference, but it's a Shabbos to anyone will pay for such a thing. A brand new refrigerator, everyone will pay $1,000 for it.
But the
we don't, because we're not in the business selling, but it's marketable for $1,000. All right. Let me finish the whole idea. I'll take any question you have, okay? All right. How. In Emerson, there's a tshuva. The tshuva Micheshleima we mentioned. Micheshleima, Tainus, even a Sivus is Maida. Nesiva is only talking about the Sheba and Achayv, where we can't sell it. So maybe a Pata. But if you're Mazik, a Chavetz Ben, you can't, Chavetz Ben, even if you can't sell it, you're Chuyav to pay. Even the Sivus holds you money to pay. That's what Shlomo Zalman says on his own, to say Nesiva is also an argument. But Lamaisa, most Achayim learn not like a Shlomo Zalman. And they hold it to Machlokes Nesivus and everybody else. And Ladina, we paskin, not like the Nesivus. Now you can't say Kimli. I'm trying to get there, give me a chance. So why say Kimli? I have a Nesivus. So there's a cloud, important cloud in Kimli. When it's a minigailam, is one way you can't say Kimli. That's what he said, yes, can you bezin? When there's something, if that's the minigailam, that all batidinim, all the barirois, go one way, then you say, can't say Kimli like the Nesivus. Someone's connected, what's not, you don't say Kimli. Okay, now Ladina, what some people ask, Ladina, you have to pay. So come at the end, you have to pay. We come out with Maskana that you have to pay. If you're Mazik or Begit, all Begit that was Mazik, you have to pay. But still we have the same question. How do you shout it up? Now I have a Begit, I have a shirt. How do we figure out? So I saw on the Paiskim three eights. Wait about. One is from Nissen Karelitz. He says, for instance, let's say you buy a shirt for $60. I'll give you the amount, $60. And the shirt has a life of 3 years. I'm making up the amount. It could be more or less, whatever. I'll give you the amount. So Dr. Nissen Karelitz, if the shirt is a year old, so we take off, it lost the value of $20. $60. 3 years, $20 a year. That's how he figures it. So in Mela, He signs that if it's a year old, then I pay $40. 2 years old, I pay $20. Because the value, if it's 3 years old, then probably doesn't have any Shabbos anymore. I'm just telling you what he says. For me, it's hard to understand this, and I looked around and I found Mishpatayah. I don't think he quotes Mr. Krauss what he says, but it seems to hold. It's rare to say. It would seem to me you have a shirt for 3 years. The first year, lose at least half of the valuation. The first year, not just a third, it uses more. And then it starts paying hey, look how much it loses. But the first year, it's like a car. You buy a car, the first year, it devalues a lot. The second year, devalues less. A little, that's how it devalues. So, but that's what the Mnissen Krell says. The second Shita is of Shoyim Zaman Orbach. In the Sefer, Shimu Mishpat Chelakal, and the Sim Kovav, he said he heard this from Shoyim Zaman. And also, the first one's also from the Shimu Mishpat. He heard that from Mnissen Krell. If Shoyim Zaman says, this is the way you figure out. How much would the Nizik pay to exchange a used shirt for a new shirt? And I wear a shirt now for a year. And so on, and I want to buy another shirt. I want to replace the shirt. What would I pay the difference of this used shirt to have a new shirt? And that's the amount you pay. So if someone's mazik it, so then you figure that's where you figure out. How much is
a new shirt?
Huh?
A new and a used shirt.
The shirt that I would pay. I'm wearing a used shirt now. Now, so here's my used shirt now. So let's say a used shirt is now $20. But I would pay, to get a new shirt, I would pay $40. So then I have to pay a $20 difference. Let me finish. So that's how you know that's the shabbiness of a beggar yashin. And how much the mazik should pay. The third, let me just finish. The third is... I saw put down the Sefer Mishpat HaMazik Chalabay Sim Lamentes. He brings down from a Sefer Zohar Toif. I never heard of Sefer before. He says, listen, Eitzah, how much would you pay? How much are you willing to pay that you shouldn't damage my shirt? That's the amount you figure out. And that's the amount you pay. So normally I tell people the Pshlem Zalmans. If a Shaila comes up, I would tell them the Pshlem Zalmans Eitzah. How much would you pay? The difference to have a new shirt.
20 plus
40, right, yeah. 40. 20
is the value of
right,
the
shirt. Yeah. Plus, so you're 40. That's 40, right, yeah. Let's say a used shirt is worth $20. I would pay $40 for a shirt, right? So I was not the shirt $20, and $20 extra you got to pay.
Now, how much is it
then?
$40.
No. Then you're right. No, you don't pay $20. What your mazik? Yeah. Yeah. Aaron, only 20.
Because it was worth
$20. Huh? Okay.
Is it $60 for a new shirt?
Right. Yeah.
If he could change his shirt to get a new shirt, he would pay an extra $20.
Yeah.
Right. Let's say.
Yeah.
So now, how much does? And somebody went and destroyed the shirt. So now how much does
but I would pay to pay the difference. The shirt is $20 right now.
It was used,
right? Okay. Used is worth $20. And buying a new shirt
is
$60.
Right.
So all I have to pay is $20 because I'll pay $40 for paying another shirt. So I have to pay then the $20 I have to pay him.
$20.
Oh, yeah. All right.
It's $40
then. Huh?
$40.
You're trying to figure out. So look at it, and what happened? Dropped it, broke. How much do you pay for it? Do you pay the amount of what the storekeeper paid for it? Let's say he sells items, a markup of 50%, 100%. Let's say the item is $100. And $50, the storekeeper paid $50 for it. It's a $50 markup. So does he pay the amount of what the But the owner of the store paid for it. Where or he pays the amount that's sellable in the store. Sell $100. That's a b'chia yaka. That's what you have to pay. Or he paid the amount of what the owner paid for it. That's a lot cheaper. So what do you do? If the owner of the store is a non-Jew, so we already mentioned the past, if you mazik a guy, there's a machoik is a paiskin, a chayv a pata. And we said you could paskin, that's pata. You mentioned machoik is a paiskin, you say, kimu like a paiskin, we'll hold your pata. So if it's namok and lekech Hashem, you're not machoik pay at all. But let's say if the owner of the store is a yid, and you're a mazik him, when you pay the baal chanus, the eye is broke, how much do you pay? The Shaila and Paiskim. The Gemara says in Bamatzia that Tzaritesa and Beis Hani Shikuloi, there was a delivery man, the Tavi Chavita the Chama the Chemba, that they broke on the way delivering, they broke a barrel of wine when they brought it to the store. B'yayim Shuka, this barrel of wine on the day of the market day, Ms. Dabdin Behe, you sell it for $5. B'shal Yayma, the rest of the day is Davna Rabov. It's not a market day. You sell for $4. Ahad Le B'yayim Shuka. So Rashi says, the ones who broke the barrel before Mahad Le Chavit El Chama, if they bring it before the market day, they don't have to pay him $5. Or if they bring the barrel of wine, because they'll have it on Yayim Shuka to sell it. B'shal Yayim Mahad Le Hay. But let's say the rest of the days of the not a market day, they have to pay $5. Rashi says the reason is if I would have been on the Yom Shukah, I would sell for $5. That's why I have to pay $5. So Gemara says, only talking if they had no other wine to sell, just as bad wine, and you broke it. But let's say I had a bunch of barrels in the store. He didn't even sell the ones that are in the store, so he can't come and say pay now. He can place a barrel of wine. Because he had no Hasidim. And this Gemara is brought down Medina in Chosh and Mishpat, Simen and Dalet Shin, Sifhei. So you see Pashas from the Gemara, you go Basa, the Mechir in the Shuk. It says you have to pay $5. That's the amount that you sell in the store. And there's no Nafkemina, how much does the storekeeper pay for it, for this wine? It could be made his own, homemade wine it could have been. Doesn't make a difference. Or if he's got this barrel of wine, and I turn it from somebody else. Still, you pay what the price is sold in the store. Same thing, Masha, again from another Gemara, Omar Shmuel. Haiman de Goza Chavitza, the Tami Mechaber. Someone stole pressed dates. When you have dates that are pressed together, normally you press 50 together in dates. That's how you used to sell in bunches of 50 when they're pressed together. So, someone stole a bunch of dates stole together, pressed grapes all together. So there were 50 grapes that were stuck together. This be chamisha and tamri. Oz agav hadodim is davim benun. When you sell it, all 50 together, you sell it for mizdavim benun nichichad. You sell it 49. So Rashi seeks out, because if someone buys it all together, you only pay 49. So maybe if he wants to sell it, he sells it a pruta for each one. So maybe he makes profit a pruta. Chada, but let's say you sell the dates, each one separately, Mizdami you sell for 50. So you see again, when someone steals something, you have to pay the erech of the mechir in the shuk, and not what the meicha sold is for. And this again, this halacha is brought down in Chashimishba, Simen Shinta, and Beis, Sifya Beis. So Adina, the place can speak out, and sending the Sefer, Mishpa Mazda, being down for Vayashiv, he passed by this Ladina. And same thing, you look and choose some sefer in Chashimish with Simon Tzadik Zion. He says clearly like that you pay the market price. However, let me finish. However, there's Erech Shai in Chashimish with and Simon Shemem Sif Aleph or Shemem Dalet Sif Beis. He makes a chil like this. If the Baal Chanus buys a lot at one time, so knowing you buy a lot at one time, you get it cheaper. So maybe you pay the amount that the storekeeper sells it, the price he pays for, the price he sells it for. However, if the Baal Chanus for other reasons. Let's say he had these, let's say, selling vegetables. He had it grow in his backyard. And someone's mazik then. Then you pay according to the amount of what the Baal Chanus puts, not the, what he sells in the store, the amount it cost him to plant it and to let it grow. That's what Er Shai says. But Er Shai is a Das Yochid.
What's the logic?
Because then he didn't put much money to it. What's the logic? No one understands the logic. They all argue on him. Er Shai is a Das Yochid. What's the difference? I put Kaychas into it. What's the difference? I put Kaychas into it. But that's what the Shai holds.
In general, why does the Moisher make money on the deal? Why shouldn't he get his wholesale price that he paid for it? You're not being mashal with him. He's making money right now.
What?
Why?
So, who could talk about it? That's what the Shai is about. Okay? All right. So, Ladina, Mashmois, all our Paiskim, holds you pay the mazik what he sells in the store. And the reason is, two reasons brought down. One reason is, it's Yesha, that since it's Efsha, it's not Efsha for the one to buy the price that the owner's store paid, he bought on the wholesale price because he sells a lot at one time. So, Mela, he cannot buy that. So, that's whatever they sell in the store. That's the price. That's Michamiti. Because that's the way you go anywhere else, you pay that price. And also, another svar the price can say, the storekeeper has a choice. He has to pay for renting of the store, or upkeep of the store. He has to pay the heat and electric. He has to pay people to schlep it. He has other things. That's all nicha on the price. And sometimes the chanus even has a seder when he sells something. So mela, he's more to sell. He has to sell at a higher price than he paid for, because he has to also make a panos also. So in such a case, you have to the sense of the price give all price give on. You pay what the storekeeper would sell it for, not what he paid for, but would sell it for. However, there are certain conditions to this. Certain conditions. One condition, the price can speak out. That let's say there are a lot of stores. You go into, you have Sears and you have Best Buy. You have five stores. You go into all five stores, each one has a different price, the same item, the same refrigerator, the same freezer, whatever you want to buy, you want to go ABT, has also a different price. They all have different prices. So the question is, how do you figure out a price? So the price can speak out that you look at all the stores in that city, or in that area, and each one sells a different price. The Mazik only has to pay the cheaper price. He says, I would have gone to the store and bought it here. So Mela, you look at the cheapest price of all the stores, and that's it. However, they do speak out that what happens if, let's say, sometimes a store will sell an item a lot cheaper, jewels, they'll sell ketchup, what?
Loss leader,
that you come into the store, you get into the store, and you buy other things. So the store will go below market price, they're losing on the deal, then in such a case, you don't see them in the, you know, in the stores you check out, of the price it's sold. But if it's a different city, it's a different city, you don't look at what sells in a different city. Look at sales in this city. Yes?
If someone gives you a present, and he's mad at you,
yeah.
It didn't cost you a penny, right?
Yeah.
But he's got to pay, doesn't he?
Yes.
So now you're talking about a storekeeper for what he paid for it. Who cares what he paid for it? If the value is today, that's the price when he sells it, then that's the price.
That's what we're saying.
Yeah, we're saying the chachma is the whole business over there because he paid money for this and that. And it doesn't have anything to do with it.
But why? But the question is, why do I have to pay that price?
Because it's the price.
All right. So, we're just saying why. Why that's a price? Because it has to be a price. Because you have so many other things you have to take in.
What if you have a guy? Now the store sells it for $5.
Yeah.
But the guy who's not in the business can't sell it for $5. If you have a shirt store, they sell for $5. Assuming that it was a hezek, you could get money for it. He can't sell it for $5, right?
Okay.
So you go after the price and whatever the price is. In other words, that what you gave an example of a store. Does that apply to individuals also?
What do you mean?
You go with the store prices, right?
Go with the store prices, right, yeah.
So the concept of the store, it's all the same. It's what the store is selling
right,
for.
Right, correct.
But even an individual who does not sell shirts is what the diner thinks. I own a store, so for me, I have to sell shirts for $20. So the diner thing, you have to owe me $20. But for Aaron that doesn't have a shirt store, the diner saying that he should also be paid $20, even though he has the whole.
Yeah, yeah, that's it. That's the market price. Right.
Question?
Yes.
Going back to the first half of the shiur, the Rav said he would take a lot of questions and
because I'm not there anyway. I want to finish.
Well, no, I want to go through the different cases that the Rav started with. Like, I burned someone's debt. How much am I paying? If I burned someone's
debt. Of course. You have to pay the amount that it costs a cipher. You have to pay the time of the dayanim that's spent over there.
All those expenses. That's
what you have to pay, right. Yeah.
What were the other cases the Rav said?
Why isn't the prophet of Brahma?
Huh?
The loss of
turn to get?
No, but you have to include the guy's profit,
that's not grammar, that's the price, that's the market price. It's not a grammar over there. This is the market. So that's the market price. Okay. One second, let me. Another case. If a person is mazik a chavitz and chutzlitz, and he brings it after the to Saul, the mazik pays what the price is of chutzlitz, b'shas the nezik, not coin the Shabbos, it's an Eretz Yisrael. Because you go past a time when, just like Zayla, you go past a time of a gazlon b'shas, you should pay shas like Zayla, who are then by mazik also. Also someone who is mazik expensive, looks like a refrigerator. Something's very expensive. So normally, you go through, there are many stores in the city. So you could look at all, you don't have to go to a neighborhood store. Then you normally buy an expensive item. You go to many, you look at many stores. Moshe, you want to buy something local? You buy something that's cheap, $5, $10. You want to buy something that costs $1,000, $2,000? You want to buy an oven? You go to ABT all the way out in, Niles, wherever it is, all the way out of there. What?
Glendale.
You go all the way out there. Because you know you can get a cheaper price. So in such a case, then you look at those places, even though it's not immediately in the area, you look at the price what they charge there also.
Look at the price you can get online.
Oh, that's what I'm getting now. Now today, this whole halacha changes. When the Swarm talk about it, they didn't have internet. Today, sometimes you could buy an item on internet. You could buy it somewhere on internet. You could buy it, the company is in California, and they'll get a store in Chicago to deliver it to you. Today with internet, the whole halacha changes today. You know, it's just like a back door. It's not. It's like in the area. It's not like a different state, different country. It's all like in a. It's like on the area. So it'll go. Is it something that normally people buy on internet? Then the halacha would change.
You get things online for any price you want.
Huh?
No.
You can get things online for any price you want.
No, you can't.
No, you can't. There is a certain market price.
This
cheaper. No, you can't.
You might get it cheaper because they don't have to pay for storage and so on. All right. And so on.
So that doesn't jive with the Rav's, the Svar of the Rav said the guy has to pay overhead.
Yes, that's what I just said. Now they said the halacha might change a little because the one you buy on internet doesn't have the overhead.
The guy who has the overhead.
Yeah, the question is, that can I, when I charge the person, he says, listen, I was bought on the internet. Now another thing is important to know, if I magic something, I don't have to pay for it. I can replace it. I have a right to replace it because the halacha is a gzela. You can pay shava kesef also. So I can give back the same. I can buy an item and give it back to the person also. I can buy mamish klidai damage. I can buy and give it to him. That's no different than shava kesef, and this is not worse than that.
Question?
Now another question. One more thing, then I'll take your question. Okay. One more. A person. Let's say you go to a hotel. Hotel, you buy a cup of coffee. In hotel, you pay a regular cup of coffee and it costs $1. I don't know. I don't drink coffee. So I don't know. It costs $1. But if you buy, go to a hotel, you pay $10 for a cup of coffee. Even a cup of, you go to the mountains, you go to on top of a mountain, you want a cup of soda. A cup of soda. Airport is also bad, but the mountains is worse even. You go to the top of the mountain, you want yourself a glass of Coke, they'll charge you $10 for a glass of Coke. Even though at the bottom of the mountain you pay only $1, they'll charge you $10. So, let's say by mistake I was magic. I knocked over a cup of coffee, I was in a hotel, a cup of coffee. Or I was on the ocean, you go by the ocean side. You go by ocean, they sell things, you know, your ice cream. They'll sell ice cream for for $10, kosher ice cream. But the kosher place down a few streets away, a few blocks away, you pay a tenth of the price. So if I'm magic, what? How do I pay it? What do you pay? You pay what the mechir costs to the am, or you pay the cheaper price? So that I saw in machlokes in the poskim. They argue about it. The sefer Mishpatei Atzeres says that you pay. You have two choices: either pay him for the thing you did, or replace it right away. Go run to another store, get a cup of coffee, and bring it. That's same thing. Hotel, same thing also. Huh? However, the sefer Mishpat Amazik, he argues on all this. He says, you know, he has to pay only the price of a cup of coffee. Either charging hotel or the Oshie charging more. That's not charging for the food more. That's the Malkum is Gairim. Malkum is Gairim, that's why it's so expensive. And Derek is not to buy in these places usually. Now you want it now, the Nizik wants it now. So maybe not Mukhis to pay that expensive price.
What's the case? Where did you destroy it? In the hotel you knocked it over?
Yeah, no hotel, I knocked it over.
Can I take $10 for the coffee and you're only
going to
give him $1?
No, yeah, give him $1, right.
But that's he wants his coffee right
there. Uh-huh.
He wants the ambience.
So buy another one, that's all.
$1?
Give him $1, let him go buy another one. We're talking about being mazik. That's the guy in business, but the guy in the mazik is not mukhlis to pay that price, according to certain questions. One more case. I want to finish one more case.
Right.
Yes.
Starbucks coffee was $2.75. You can't replace them with a Starbucks coffee. Not right.
It's not. It doesn't taste the same.
It's a different coffee.
They all taste the same. All right.
There's a cup of coffee that costs about $75 a cup. It's called Kopi Lala.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, that's what it's from a cat.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
very kosher.
Yeah. He says disgusting. Yeah.
I mean, he's right. It's like married in his dome. I'm like,
The point is, it's very expensive.
Yeah.
$75 a cup.
Yeah.
So you knocked it over, you can place him with a Starbucks $2.
No, it has to be some cane, the same thing.
It's a cup of
So you can't get this cup of coffee somewhere else for $20?
No. It's made in a very special place.
No, maybe you have to pay that then. That's what it is. All right. One more case. I want to finish one more case. At that time, you boil what the market price is at that time. All right. Someone went to a store. He went to a Jewish store, and he saw there a jar, let's say a jar of jam, mayonnaise, whatever it is, a jar. So he took it from that place, he took it off the shelf, he wanted to look at the price, whatever it is. Well, no, he didn't break it. And he takes it, puts it up, puts it back down, but doesn't put it in that place where it is, he puts it at the shelf, all there, at the corner of the shelf. That's the first buyer. And he put it back in the place, and it's considered now a Malka Meshuma now. Someone's going by with his cart, what? And he knocks into the jar, and the jar falls down and breaks. A few minutes later, that's the Kaini Sheni. Comes a third person, and he slips onto the jar, mayonnaise, ketchup, whatever it is, and he was nizik from it. Who's chayev? Who's pater? What's the halach over here? Who's chayev? Is the bamakaris, the owner of the store, is chayev, the first kainer that bought that put it at the end of the shelf, or the one that knocked down the jar to the ground?
Maybe,
yeah. How fast has to clean it? That's also. Nesivas says he said. Nesivas is in Reich Sadek Alef Sifkot Zion. He says, if you did a Maisa in the Gufa Chafetz, I picked up the Chafetz, and I put it from a makam mishuma to a makam not mishuma. It's like im avid b'yadayim in chayv asmatim b'yadayim. That's what Siva says. It's like I take it, I threw it on the floor. It's like matim b'yadayim. And same thing. Let me finish. And same thing. He speaks out again over there, and he writes out the galusif kon yadalad. And came to speaks out the ksais and simin shin yatesif kon gimel. Ksiv matim b'yadayim. Let me finish. What's he say? But when a person takes a chayfet to one place, a makam mishuma, to a makam she'en mishuma, it then is like other mazik. And any method that comes from it, any tzitzah comes from cause I reshan a makam and put a makam she'en mishuma, and it's not on a mazik. It's not a grom of mizokin. So maybe the first person that went, picked up the jar and put it down in place, not mishtama. Since he put it from makam mishuma to makam she'en mishuma, even he didn't shleib the kavana. That's an anocha, putting a makam she'en mishuma. He said, according to Stevens, he said, "Adam mazik," and he's mechuyif to pay. So maybe the first person moved it is mechuyif to pay for this jar that broke. Even more than that, the first person is not mechuyif to pay for the jar that broke. He's also mechuyif to pay from the nizik from the shivis chuchas. Now, before he had a shame bar, when he was mazik, he's mechuyif to pay. When the hezek that happened to his clothing and kelim, there is not. It's in a bar. We say bar shorli adam chamar lekelim. Now there's an interesting machlokes in Gedolei Poskim today and last generation. If someone shorli chamar lekelim, so let's say, give you a down to earth case. Let's say someone has a shtender. In the shtender is sticking out a nail, and I walk by my Shabbos suit and I tear my Shabbos suit on the nail. I tear on the nail. Or I tear on something else. I tear on someone's car, I tear something. So what's the din? Shalai Adam, Hamad al Kalim. You put on Kalim. Kalim tears, you put it. I put it. So Fusha, Xeris HaKasa. There is a machlaikis in the Achreinim, and you chayv de Shemayim. More of them probably have to pay. But chayv de Shemayim, you chayv or not. So, the Baruch Ber, in the Sefer, Bech HaShmuel, in Sifka and Baba Kama Sinan Beis and the Sifka and Beis, and he says that Chaim Bisk was masking to him that the Pasuk is only Maya Gabi Tashlumim, but still you have Issa Anish B'dei Shemayim, Yechai Stu B'dei Shemayim. That's what the Bechashmol called, it says on his own, and he says he spoke to his Rebbe and he's masking to him. However, so in the Chazanish in two places, not like that. The Chazanish in Baba Kama in Sinan Beis and the Sifka and Zion and Sinan Hei Sifka and Dalet. He says, you put it in when Tai said, Shal Chamar like Kalim, meant it even B'de Shemayim, you put it in B'de Shemayim. That's what the Chazoni says.
What's the mayonnaise jar?
Let me just finish. Let me finish. However, it's shayach sometimes the second one is Chayiv, and the first one is Pata. Let's say if the person who's going down with his cart, he sees the jars at the end of the shelf. He sees it there before his cart gets there. So, but because he's not careful properly, he knocked down the jar, then he's required to pay. The case is talking where the person was paying, he didn't notice it. But the second guy noticed it, and still he wasn't careful, then he has to pay. Now he has to pay for the jar he broke. He also has to pay for the hazard that happened to the third person also. And the first person will be putter then. Because the other, he has no shaykhus anymore. Even though the Gemara says in Baba Kama, Laman Amal Aleph, Shein Dakin, Shabnei Adam, Eschachet, Ksalem, so even in Siv, Echayim, Shibi Chayim, to pay, the first person to pay for the jar, so the second person, still, hold by store, the aisles are usually very close to each other, or it's people going back and forth, so Mela, if the Kaina did not see it, the jar, you came in Chayim, the guy's going with his cart, he didn't see the jar, he came in Mechayiv him. But if he saw it, and then he knocked it down, then he's Chayiv Tveas in Mazik, and also he's Chayiv Tveas Tam Mazik. Let's say if the owner of the store saw a broken jar, and he didn't clean up right away, and someone hurt themselves, then the owner of the store is Chayiv B'din Shemayim. Since it's Din Mafkin Nizakov, it's not Ksilika his, but still it's not called Mayna Mazik, but still it's Chayiv B'din Shemayim. Because he was going someone else to to hurt himself. And you should know even more than that. These people aren't aware of. Let's say you walk in a Jewish store and you see a chafetz, a jar that's at the end of the shelf. It really belongs in the shelf, and someone left it there. So you're mechuyev to put it back in the right place. Because if the next guy walks down with his cart, he might knock down that jar. So Meir Hashavas Aveda, he's mechuyev to put it back in its right place. But let's say he sees it on the floor, and he knows the next person walk by won't notice, or step on it, or break it, and so on. He's mechuyev to put it back in the right place. On Mitzvah Hashavas Aveda. Just like I once mentioned this year, you see someone's car is parked in the street, and now it's a day that street cleaning. You're mechuyev to call up the person and tell the guy, you know, your car is parked in street cleaning. Hashavas Aveda. Hashavas Aveda. Here also, Hashavas Aveda. Because you know, someone, next guy might come and might come and break it. And if he doesn't fix it, at least he should notify the owner of the store, or one of the workers there, here, pick up this item. This item's laying on the floor. Someone's going to break it. And if he didn't do it, and someone broke the jar, the person saw it. Someone wanted to buy it, saw it, and didn't do it. And the owner of the store doesn't have who to collect from. So then the thing is, there's a Ramban in Dina de Gami. It says that someone sees something and it doesn't and he doesn't take care of it, even though you're not chayv de Adam, but chayv de Shemayim. What is Mokar? The Ramban says, where's his Mokar? Mokar is the Gemara in Baba Kamim and Vavam Alf. The Gemara says, Hayidei Eitus v'chaveya v'inimayet. Someone knows. He'll go to Dintaya, and what he has to say, Eitus, he doesn't want to go to Dintaya. I say it and save this person, and he's the only one who could be made. If you don't go be made, you chayv the dina shmaim because of you. He lost the case, so it's a dina. It's a chiv hashov saveda. It's a matzu mom chaveda. So and also he's over itza hashav teshivim and leisuch salam. So if there's a way that he could save the other person from a hezek, you don't do it, and you chayv the dina shmaim. No, chayv the shmaim. I said. Chayv de Shemayim.
According to the case of the Zion said before,
what?
That where it falls on the floor, a person sees it on the edge, and he doesn't do anything, and then it falls, the Zion said you're chayv, not the De Shemayim, you're chayv of mamish, the pay.
On what is mazik? On the mazik, yes.
What is he chayv
on? I don't think you pay all of them today. Some of it's knas. None of them. We're talking about that. Mick Ick, we're talking about Hezek. We're not talking about anything else. Huh?
Dry cleaning, broken foot.
Well, clothing is fatter. Only Niske Goof. Let's say he broke a leg, then probably he'll have that. That's it.
If he doesn't break anything?
Then, thanks, Father.
If he wants to.
You're talking about the person who saw it? You're talking about the last case who saw it? He's Chayv on Deshemayim. That's it. They're not doing anything. Only Chayv de Shemayim.
What does that mean? He doesn't want to be Chayv de Shemayim. He wants to pay the day out, so he's not Chayv de Shemayim.
The Chayv de Shemayim means you should take care of it. But you're not Mechuyev to. You're not Mechuyev to.
That's one of the five.
Huh?
What he's asking. What do you say?
So,
I want to take care of it.
Whatever you mechuyev to pay for the other, which you're in the part of him paying, so if you want, you should pay Shemayim. Now, not everything you have to Shabbos. I don't know if you pay Shabbos today. What you pay for Shabbos, that's a different shmuz by itself. Whatever you have to pay the Adam, that you should pay for the Shemayim. Okay? So that itself is a big shayla in the Achrayim. Forget, there's even a third shita. There's a chazaynish that says, B'dei Shemayim, you have no chiv whatsoever. It's a nice thing. You're not mechuyev to do it. It's a nice thing to do, the Chazanish says. You're not mechuyev to do it. That's a shayla chamor al-kelem. You chay b'dei Shemayim. It's a nice thing today. You don't have to, there's no shibur on your mind. There's no... Right, yeah, yes. Okay. Okay, she is over.